There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Eric Newman of the Pure Hoops Podcast. As BJ Armstrong and I taped this week's podcast at midday, Thursday, March 12th, you'll hear different parts in our conversation where we refer to breaking news of conferences announcing cancellation of their basketball tournaments. In the hours since we taped, that trend has very predictably continued, as the NCAA tournament has been canceled, and we've seen cancellations or suspensions involving Major League Baseball and the NHL, along with the closing of Broadway theaters, schools, and businesses nationwide. In the weeks that follow, we at Pure Hoops Media will continue to produce our array of shows. We'll have guests of newsworthy importance as we discuss when and how our games will continue. And we'll also have other guests and discussions that are meant to take your mind off of all the grim news for a short while. For now, though, here's my conversation with BJ from Thursday. We discuss how the NBA might come back after this, how this is different from the fear and uncertainty that affected players when Magic Johnson tried to return from his HIV diagnosis, and perhaps most relevantly, we talked about BJ's work as an agent representing players in leagues all around the world and the conversations he's having regarding the coronavirus pandemic. We hope you find it enlightening and interesting. A cold open. Eric Newman, New York, BJ Armstrong, LA. It is the Pure Hoops Podcast. BJ, we've experienced some very unique things in terms of what has gone on in the basketball world and in this country since we started doing this show, but I have I don't have much to compare this to. It is Thursday, March 12th, 2020, and the NBA season has been suspended due to the continued outbreak and growth of the coronavirus globally and here in the United States. First off, what's your reaction to this pandemic and the course of action the NBA has taken?
Well, it certainly is, like most, like everyone else, we're trying to gain and gather as much information as we can to keep, our loved ones and everyone as safe as we possibly can by doing all the things that we can do to try to contain this at this moment. So this is, without question, this is uncharted territory. And it's beyond, in our world, which is, we're in the sports world, but this is something that now is a global epidemic, and we are part of the global community, and we are trying to play our part in doing what we can to assist and to help not only ourselves, but others and people that we love and move forward.
Before we get into the course of events Wednesday night, which went from a Denver-Dallas game on ESPN to all the news breaking about the league's decision, Rudy Gobert, etc. What has it been like for you out in L.A. the last 48 to 72 hours? Because here in New York, it's been eerily strange.
Well, you just see people trying to get as much information as they can. What are rumors? What's the facts? What is really going on? So, when you live in a place like a Los Angeles or anyone, you're trying to get as much information, So that's what I see. In most of the circles, people don't know. And when you don't know, you're trying to separate fact from fiction. And right now, I think people are just trying to stay safe. They're trying to understand what they should be doing or what they potentially they could do to keep those loved ones and people safe. Here in offices, you're seeing offices beginning to close. You're seeing businesses begin to close. And people are trying to really figure out what's going on and how to proceed from here.
Nuggets, Mavericks, Wednesday night, I'm tuned in, and all of a sudden, everything starts to break. Were you watching at the same time? What was going on with your phone? Were you getting advance notice of things? Talk us through the world of BJ Armstrong, because I know people are always reaching out to you to either gather information or share information. How did this go on your end with all the moving parts on Wednesday?
Well, I think Wednesday you saw some reactions, and I think the camera saw some reactions. But, you know, this has been talked about in the inner circles of the NBA, I'm going to say at least a week in advance of potentially what could be or what could happen, right? So I was made aware some, you know, 4 or 5 days ago of the possibilities, depending on how this played itself out, of what could happen. And I began then to get myself prepared and get my clients prepared of what could happen, not knowing how this was going to play out, right? I'm not running the teams or anything, but at least we were aware of, you know, the health concerns that was expressed. And I think the NBA did an excellent job of preparing their players and preparing their staff of you know, what the potentials were and how to, you know, get yourself ready, because the games are played in large venues with a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, for the most part, at least we were aware of it. Are you prepared for the moment when it actually happens? It's still shocking that, you know, where we are as a, we're not only just in the NBA, but, you know, where this is at here in this country and all around the world. So it's still very shocking, still very new, and people are still trying to get the information. I think the big thing is try to get the facts, try to get what you can do to keep those people safe. And I understand it's very emotional for a lot of people, but at the same time, you know, you want to be able to play your part and participate to keep you safe, other people safe around you, and do what you can do in these times.
So, BJ, as we're recording this, Mike has sent us a note here. Obviously, this will be public by the time our audience is listening. But the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, the American Conference have all canceled their conference tournaments immediately. So this lends itself more likely than that we are not going to see an NCAA tournament likely as we know it in the time frame it was scheduled for. So I'll leave it that way. And obviously that news could change by the time that we release this. So back to the NBA and the way Wednesday night went down. I'm watching Denver and Dallas, and I'm taking that all in. And it's announced that after tonight, the league will suspend games immediately. But it was supposed to be after the Pelicans-Kings game, and I'm scratching my head thinking about how an announcement like that could be played, but then another nationally televised game could be played after that. And thank goodness that I believe it was a medical staff, I think on the Pelicans, correct me if I'm wrong, put two and two together that one of the referees had officiated a Jazz game within the last several days and went running to speak to the officials, which in turn led to the conversation that had that game postponed, which I think that was for the best, because I can't imagine players, coaches, officials just out there trying to be normal and execute their NBA responsibilities and duties with this in the back of their mind. How did you take that in? And were you surprised that that game was actually going to be considered being played after the news broke nationally during Denver at Dallas.
At this point, Eric, I really don't know what to think. I'm no expert. I'm no doctor. I'm not trying to say what's right.
Oh no,
what's
but just opinion. I mean, yeah, there's no. Let me say this real quick. There's no precedent for any of this stuff. So you know, we're sitting here absorbing it. We're sitting here processing it, talking about it. I think the NBA did the best job it could with the knowledge that it had. Seeing it play out in real time is just what's so crazy to me. I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, I'm going to assume that every player has probably at this point seen every referee in the league. Every player, for the most part, they've probably played every team in the league. So what are you going to do, right? I think I'm not here to whether it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. You know, I was at All-Star Weekend like everyone else, right? And you had media and fans and people from all around the world in one city.
Yep.
All-Star Weekend. Okay. And that was just what, 3 weeks ago or something, right? Right around there.
We're a month removed. I didn't even think of it from that angle.
Yeah. So that's
the biggest global basketball event of the year.
Yeah. Okay. And so again, at this point, you do what you got to do, right? And we understand it's what it is. This is what we know. So I'm not going to single out one referee or one player or one. Look, we're participating in a world now where, you know, people are traveling all around the world, literally. We had an event in the NBA that was an All-Star Weekend, and we're celebrating its global outreach. And here we are. So I just deal with what I know, which is the facts, and try to deal with that on that level and say, hey, you know, but I'm sure every referee, every coach, every player, you know, there's one ball. I'm sure they're using like different ball, new balls every game. No, everyone's playing with the same basketball or what have you, same locker rooms. And it is what it is. And now let's figure out how to move forward and go about restoring some type of normalcy or best we can at this point, because there are a lot of concerned people, as they should. And we're all doing the best that we can right now.
Yeah. And you hit it on the head. There's the normalcy of everyday life, which is going to be changing by the day. And then we have what could be the continuation of the season down the road. So it's obviously too early to speculate on what's going to go on, but some clear options from the top are skip the rest of the regular season and begin the playoffs when it's deemed safe after a brief return to practice and maybe a quote-unquote mini training camp before playoffs. Skip the rest of the regular season and compress the playoffs, which would the motivation there is trying to end in June somewhat on schedule. And then I think what I would love to see at first thought is, when deemed safe and appropriate, resume the regular season when you can and play this thing into the summer. And that would be wonderful if that would be able to be accomplished. Too early to tell. And I don't even want to discuss the worst-case scenario, which would be to cancel everything, which hopefully won't happen. But for us to sit here and speculate what will happen, what should happen, what's best, it's too early, as you said, because we're not armed with that information. But we'll keep discussing that. You know, and BJ, just in the spirit of the league and competition, you know, there's a 5.5-game gap between the 8th and 9th in the East. There's a 3.5-game gap between the 8th and the 9th in the West. You know, if the NBA did come out in 7 days and say, all right, the regular season's over, the seeds are where they're at, we're going to start the playoffs in 2 weeks from now, do you think that's something that would be received well on the competition side, or is this just too early to really discuss any of these things?
Well, you have so many moving parts, Eric, right? You have scheduling, you have timing, you have things that you have to do, which clearly you have, you know, the coordination of this is just, I can only imagine if I were in those rooms would be overwhelming at the time. As we speak, I mean, I'm getting probably 20 calls every 4 or 5 minutes or so, and from various people trying to figure out what is going on. So at this point right now, I just want to be able to really concern about what things you can concern, which is, okay, let me just deal with this minute by minute at this point. But I would imagine that it is so many thoughts going through the minds of the people that have to make these decisions, because you have all of these, you know, you got players, you have, you know, players have commitments from, you know, different parts of the world, countries, you have states, you have, you know, the national scene, you have the local scene. You just have so many things going on that I think right now, I don't think there really are any answers right here. What I like to see do is like, look, I just want to see people safe. I just want to see people like be able to get back to their normal routines, and then we'll go from there. We'll figure it out, I'm sure. Hopefully we'll all look back on this sometime and say, remember when that happened. But right now we don't know. And that's huge. And when people don't know things, you know, you don't know where this is going at the moment, because we're right in the thick of it.
So BJ, back early in your career, a different time, Magic Johnson announces publicly that, you know, he has HIV, and there was confusion, fear, panic. Players didn't know what to think, especially when they talked about Magic playing in the All-Star game and health info that was out there, that wasn't out there. Obviously, we're talking about a different time and a different health issue. But does the tone of anything now take you back to some of the uncertainty back then?
Well, you know, back then, Eric, there was no Google, so forth and so on. So it was a different time and a different era.
And very good point.
How people consumed their information. What I do recall about that time was that the NBA was incredible about making sure that the players had as much information that was available, so that the players would understand what was going on as best they could at that particular time. That wasn't always the case in the media, and that came sometime later, but they did a great job making sure that we had the information available. And in this instance, the one thing that I have, you know, has been pointing out to me in dealing with teams, dealing with the league, dealing with, because of our people here and our HR staff here at Wasserman, is being able to get the information. And when you get the information, you get the facts, then you can make informed decisions based on the facts of what we know at this particular time. So, you know, I've been very fortunate in that way that I've had an opportunity to not just get all of my information from one source, right? Whether that be television or radio, not to say that they're not reporting accurately, but I've been able to get the proper information through various channels and dealing with teams, right? Being able to deal with all 30 teams has been very informative to me in my decision-making, because I'm getting the information to be able to deal with officials who are here in the state of California, being able to deal with, you know, the people that I've been able to talk with so that I can get real information, right? And bypass all of the rumors and speculation. So that's been, it's been good for me, my family, and the people in the world that I got to deal with, because I have clients all around the world. And being able to deal, you know, this morning I was on a call with various countries about what they're going to do in that part of the world. So it's been interesting to deal with that you know, I have players that are participating in the Chinese Basketball Association. I have players that are in Europe right now. And I haven't had time really to worry about the emotional part of it because sure. of, you know, they have families, they have kids, they, you know, themselves, their wives, family members. And so right now it's just getting the information and where we're at, and people are trying to really separate that, right? And trying to not to act emotionally. You want to act strategically and do things that deal with the situation as is. So I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, you know, I have many people that are depending on me to get the information that's as best we can so that we can make an informed decision to do what's best for them and their families, as they have loved ones here in the States, they have loved ones abroad, kids, wives, you know, brothers, sisters, what have you, because that's all we can do at this time.
I can't imagine what some of those conversations are like, and I think you nailed it with there's no time for emotion. It's sharing the info, connecting the dots, getting people as much up-to-date info as possible,
right?
As timely as possible. So, you know, without naming names, do you have people overseas that are
I guess are
going to be over there for?
We don't know, Eric. This is what we don't know. We don't know, right? So we don't know whether they'll be there for a day. We don't know they'll be there for a week. You know, we got to figure out how to get them tested. Are the tests accurate? The accuracy of this country compared to that country? If they do they come back? Do they come back with their family? We don't know. So again, when you're dealing, you know, when you're dealing with stuff that's being reported and you're dealing with real stuff, because you're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with real life, right? We don't know. What if player X has it, and then how does that affect him traveling with his family? Does that mean he stays? Does that mean she stays? What if two of the family members have it? What if none of the family members? I don't know. So when you're dealing with real life, you're just dealing with the situation to cut through so that you can make a decision to keep everyone as safe as possible as we gather. I mean, it's changing as we speak. So, you know, I wish I had answers to that. But at this point, all of the clients that I work with abroad, they are safe, but they definitely have answers, and we want to address those concerns. So we don't know at this time, at this moment, but what we will do is we will be able to inform them as we gather the information to make sure that everyone is safe, as we're dealing with teams and governments and all the other stuff that we have to deal with.
I can't imagine, you know, as I've gotten to know you, I know how important, trust is, and how much you value these relationships. And you have personal history, you have basketball history, you have the act, you know, you have the practice of doing good business. I can't imagine, and I'm saying this as a positive, it's got to be comforting for these people to know that you're on top of everything and you're busting your ass to get them as much info as possible and help, because we both know, in any line of business, you have people that are very good at what they do, and you have people that got there for the wrong reasons.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And
well,
it's, I was just going to say, it's, you said it, it's real life. And basketball has created wonderful relationships and opportunities for masses of people. But where you really see the benefits of it is in a time like this.
Yeah, I mean, Well, the big thing is when you make a decision to be in this world, right? And this world currently now as an agent is you're dealing literally all around the world, right? So as this has been playing itself out, you know, you realize that this is truly a 24-hour job because, you know, you're dealing with, you know, the Asian timeline, right? You're dealing with the European timeline, and you're dealing with, you know, okay, how does this affect player X who may be in Madrid? Then I have another player in, you know, in Madrid, Spain. You have players in Italy. You have players in Greece. We have players in Russia. We have players in Lithuania. So you're dealing not only with these teams and the individual teams, now you're dealing with the league, and then you're dealing with the country, and then you're dealing with the regions, and then you're trying to follow all of this. And then, oh, by the way, we're here in the States, and then what do we know here? And then you're trying to figure out how to get people home, how to get here, how are your kids doing? So the thing is that it's been amazing is that, yes, people... And myself as an agent and every other agent here, you know, yes, they will be the people out front. But you, what you realize is that you have an amazing team of people behind you, right? Because you're dealing with language, okay? You're dealing with location. You're dealing with trying to get travel. And then, by the way, their family and loved ones here in the States who maybe can't talk to them, right? Then they're calling you because they want to know, make sure everything is okay, because they're trying to decipher what's real from what's not real. So I've come to realize that having a great team of people is the essence of what, you know, being successful is all about. And I've been able to work with a great team of people, not only here in the States, but I have a team of people abroad in all of these places that I can communicate with. Despite all of the barriers that may challenge, right? I don't speak fluent Mandarin. I don't speak fluent, you know, German, but I have to be able to deal with this. And so I have a great team of people all around the world to work with. And I think that's probably been the most amazing thing, is because you see how incredible people are in situations like this. And that, to me, is probably... As I've going through this, that's been the most encouraging thing about it, is when something happens, you see people come together in a way you haven't seen. And unfortunately, you know, you hear all of the negative things, but let me tell you, when I tell you people are amazing, people are amazing. And that has been the most incredible thing, because I bet I've spoken to 40 people in 40 different countries, okay, or what have you, and despite all of the differences that we may have or think we have, you see people come together in moments like this, and it is an incredible thing, and it's been remarkable to see. Unfortunately, we have to deal with it in the circumstances we're dealing with, but I can tell you what, when I tell you I got a great team of people all around the world, rest assured, my friend, they get things done.
How many, you know, not giving away any secrets here, but how many people during this process are you communicating with in terms of point people globally? I just want to paint the picture for the audience with how these moving parts work. Do you have to have a conversation with someone who's a basketball connect in each country, in a region? I'm so curious to how information gets communicated and disseminated.
Well, the big thing that makes this unique is that these aren't basketball decisions that you're making. You're making health decisions.
Yep.
So I'm finding myself, at least in our situation, dealing with the health officials in these different parts of the world, right? Because this isn't a basketball decision. This is a health decision. Right. What is the safety of all involved? Right. Because if one person has it, the exposure to others in those regions and their governments and what have you comes into play. So more so than a basketball decision, you're speaking to the general managers or owners of these particular teams all around the world, right, including here in the States. I'm finding myself speaking to the medical staffs of these teams, the medical staffs of these cities and states, the medical staffs of the places all around the world, because everyone is trying to figure out what is going on medically so that we can have, so the safety of all is involved here, because this is going to affect everyone.
Crazy times, my friend. Crazy times. As we record this, the ACC tournament has just been canceled, and I'm sure we will expect some more NCAA news well before this show goes out. So BJ and I will continue to do the show with Mike, with Bruce, with the team. We will continue to bring you as much important information, updated information. Obviously, BJ has a very unique view into this world with who he deals with, who he speaks with, what he hears. And depending on how long we are away from the action will depend upon what we put on the Pure Hoops podcast. Lots of great stories to tell from the basketball world. And the most important thing to realize is while this is very hard to digest and process right now, this is going to be a short period of time compared to how long the game has been a part of all of our lives and, of course, part of the national sports conversation. So,
Hey, Eric, I didn't know. Just a quick. Did anyone see a good friend of mine, Fred Hoiberg? You know, I know he's had some health concerns.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I didn't see how that. Not to get off track here, but I didn't see. Is he okay? I got to reach out to him. Was there any report on?
Fred is reportedly suffering from the common cold.
And oh, okay.
Is okay.
Okay, so yeah. I just wanted to make sure because I know he's wanted to make sure him along with all the other people, you know, that's out here. But I just wanted to make sure that he was okay. It was late and I didn't get a chance to reach out to him, and I know he's had some other health issues here, and just make sure he was okay.
Yes, he's been released from the hospital. He was tested, cleared, and thankfully Coach Hoiberg is doing well. They weaved that clip in last night of him not looking too good on the bench, and I'm sure you can imagine how that was portrayed on Twitter, but Coach is clear, which is great to hear. So hopefully we'll continue to get more of those positive reports from around the league. Donovan Mitchell was the other member of the Utah Jazz who was tested positive with Rudy Gobert. And, you know, obviously we want those guys to, you know, mentally, physically, health-wise, to get all the help that they need during this. But they are two young, healthy, vibrant athletes who – with the right attention from everything that I've read, you know, should be okay. But we're going to pay attention to all the happenings that come out of the NBA world and, of course, the news cycle here in the United States. So the Pure Hoops podcast, we've done some interesting shows, BJ. This one's not really comparable to anything else, but we've got to keep it moving. And I'm sure you, myself, and Mike will be in touch through the weekend discussing what comes next, my friend.
Yes, and all our listeners out there, stay safe and appreciate you guys for listening.
For sure. So everyone stay safe. I've gone to the market 3 times in the last 4 days. Stock up, be smart. No joke, if you were somebody who was in the habit of not washing your hands many times a day, don't be that person anymore. Take precautions, be smart, travel only if necessary, get rest. I'll end my sermon there. Mike Lieber, thanks as always for a great show. Bruce Bernstein, editor Benjamin Wolfen, the entire Pure Hoops media team. We are sticking with our shows. If there are schedule changes, those will go out on social. The Mike Wise Show, Monday. Full court press, obviously the college schedule is up in the air, so stay tuned for what we'll be doing with the full court press with John and Kim. Catch and Shoot 2.0, Otto and Aaron on Wednesdays, Buckets, Boards, and Blocks with Monica McNutt. Stay tuned for that and her schedule for Thursday next week. And, of course, BJ and I will be back next week with the Pure Roots podcast. Head up, stay healthy, stay pure. Have a great weekend.
The Pure Hoops podcast is a presentation of Pure Hoops Media.